5 circumduction exercises for maximum motion. Circumduction movements, as they pertain to joints, are circular motions that involve all of the joint movement capabilities. The neat thing about these movements is that we do them naturally. They qualify among the easiest movements we can perform, and they're also very effective. Have a stiff neck? It's natural to perform circumduction movements. Stiff wrists? Circumduction. Stiff, tender ankles? Circumduction again. You get the point. Many joints are capable of a surprising amount of flexibility and movement, and they don't like sitting still for long periods of time. Joints built to move enjoy moving frequently. However, we're not always regularly attentive to the needs of our bodies. That's why a little routine can be just the ticket. 5 circular joint movements to keep you flexible. The common and somewhat unfortunate element here is that we usually perform circumduction movements only in response to pain and stiffness, which is fine. In fact, it's a great use of these movements. Even better, however, is using them proactively before pain and stiffness settle in. A routine set of circumduction exercises can, in fact, be a wonderful way to maintain movement throughout the day. Circular joint exercises work very well for me and my patients. However, I suggest that you consult with your medical provider to ensure that they are right for you. 1. Neck circumduction. One very common experience for people trying neck circumduction is surprise at how many snaps, crackles, and pops they experience while performing this exercise. It can be noisy, but it's effective and great for keeping necks mobile. Neck circumduction is best visualized as rolling your head around on top of your shoulders as you draw the largest circle that you can with your nose. You'll understand once you start. Step 1. While sitting or standing, begin slowly drawing the largest circle that you can with your nose by rolling your head in a clockwise direction. Move slowly at first, letting your muscles warm up. Step 2. Continue rolling your head for 30 seconds. Then roll it counterclockwise for 30 seconds. Step 3. Rolling your head in one direction for 30 seconds counts as one repetition. Try to perform 3 sets of 30 seconds per side. Modifications. Can't make a large circle? Just make the largest one you comfortably can. Also, if the head movements make you dizzy, slow the movements down a little and take breaks as needed. Why I like it? This may very well be the Rice Krispies of the exercise world due to all the noises your neck will make as it loosens up. Stay at it, and you may be able to work most or all of those sounds right out. 2. Shoulder circumduction. We regularly use shoulder circumduction in our daily lives, probably more than any of the other circumduction movements except for our wrists, albeit at considerably less than our full movement potential. Shoulder circumduction focuses on full-range shoulder movements, aiming to maximize and maintain your shoulder movement. Step 1. With your arms held out to your sides, begin making the largest circles that you can. Move slowly at first, moving your arms one way. After 30 seconds, reverse direction for another 30 seconds. Step 2. Moving your arms one way and then the other for 30 seconds, each way counts as one set. Try to perform 3 sets. Modifications. Can't make big circles with your arms? Make small ones at first. You may very well move into greater movements over time. For those of you with rotator or other shoulder injuries, smaller movements will allow you to maximize the benefits while accommodating for your diagnosis. Why I like it? Our arms and hands are our primary interaction mechanisms with the world, and we often rely on the sum of our shoulder movements. Thus, it pays to keep those shoulders limber to maximize our ability to use them functionally. 3. Wrist circumduction. The rise of personal electronics has put a lot of burden on our hands and wrists, but the heavy labor jobs of yore, many of which persist today, also contribute to the problem. Wrist circumduction can help loosen and soothe tired, painful wrists. Step 1. In a sitting or standing position, bend your left elbow to 90 degrees and lightly hold your forearm with your right hand. Step 2. Make circular motions with your left wrist, drawing the biggest circles that you can. If you struggle with refining the movement, try holding a pen lengthwise in your fist and pretending that you're drawing the largest circles that you can. This really helps some people get it. Step 3. Move in one direction for 30 seconds and then reverse course for 30 seconds. Step 4. Moving in one direction and then the other for 30 seconds counts as one set. Try to perform 3 sets. Modifications. Can't make large wrist circles? Make small ones. Also, slow your rate of wrist rotation if moving faster causes pain. Why I like it, wrist circumduction is an easy-to-perform exercise that can help increase circulation and soothe tired wrists. It's easy to perform anywhere and covers all of the wrist movements. 4. Hip circumduction. Hip circumduction is a great exercise for tired hips, whether they are young or old. Jobs that keep us on our feet all day contribute to the problem. If your hips are hurting or demonstrating notable stiffness, this may just be the exercise you've been looking for. If they're not hurting, this movement will help keep movement fluid and pain at bay. Practice tip: if balancing on one leg is a challenge for you, you can stand near a wall for support. Step 1. While standing, move your right leg in as big a circle as you can. Because you're standing on one leg, the inner border of your circle will be beside the standing leg to keep things from getting awkward and to keep the circle from flattening on the inside arc. Step 2. Perform the movement in one direction for 30 seconds, then reverse course for 30 seconds. Switch to your left leg and repeat the movement. Step 3. Moving your leg for 30 seconds in each direction counts as one set. Try to perform 3 sets per leg. Modifications: slow your rate of movement if it hurts to move faster. Also, it's not uncommon to demonstrate some difficulty coordinating movements at first. Stay with it, and you'll get better at controlling the movements. Why I like it: performing hip circumduction can help make hurting hips happy. 5. Ankle circumduction. Stiff, sore ankles can make walking painful, and that can put a damper on anything you do on your feet. Ankle circumduction is a simple movement that can help keep the muscles, joints, ligaments, and connective tissue of your ankles pliable and happy. Step 1. Sit on a firm chair and extend your right leg forward. Move your foot in circles, imagining that you are drawing the largest circles with your big toes that you can. This movement is analogous to the wrist circumduction exercise in spirit. Step 2. Move your foot in one direction for 30 seconds, then the opposite way for another 30 seconds. Then repeat with the left foot. Step 3. Rotating the ankle each way for 30 seconds counts as one set. Try to perform 3 sets of 30 seconds per side. Modifications: as with other circumduction movements, this exercise can take a little practice before you become completely proficient with it. If you can't move your ankles much at first, do what you can. Practice makes perfect. Why I like it: in addition to providing excellent mobility, ankle circumduction also offers a great stretch to your calf muscles. Circumduction movements can help limber stiff joints and make them less painful. Anything that allows more movement and movement with less pain is a surefire winner. I recommend performing these exercises at least 3 times per week, but they are beneficial and mild enough that you can do them every day. Good luck, and I hope these exercises are of benefit to you. About the fitness model: Erowyn Hunter is a health editor and fitness model for the Epoch Times. Vibrant in her 60s, she's an accredited yoga therapist who has dedicated 3 decades to teaching yoga.